We hear all the time about how much attention our forests could use, making them healthier and less prone to fire. The hills above Ashland are getting that attention through the Ashland Forest Resiliency Stewardship Project. In a nutshell, it's meant to prevent a devastating fire from laying waste to the very slopes that provide Ashland with its drinking water. And it's more than restoration, it's also education, because one of the partners on the project includes high school juniors and seniors in the work crew in the summers. That's the Ashland Watershed Summer Youth Training and Employment Program, which is run through the Lomacotsi Restoration Project, where Marco Bay is the executive director. Marco, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
And one of the program participants is with us. Jerry Rodriguez is a program associate and forest tech and came into the program as a student. Jerry, welcome to you.
Morning, Jeff.
So, Marco, tell us about how the program got started. This is the third year, I understand?
It is. It's the third year, and it was mirrored and based off of our workforce training and employment program for adults. Lomacotsi's been facilitating youth training and employment programs since our inception, but we built the program around the Ashland Watershed as the outdoor classroom to engage students and give them exposure to resource professionals who are implementing ecosystem restoration and natural resource related careers. So they get to put work on the ground day to day, and guest presenters join them in the afternoon, so they get exposure to 10 different agency and nonprofit partners who are specialists in their fields, fisheries, forestry, a whole wide variety of disciplines.
So it's not just go cut down that brush and drag it over here, but you're going to find some theory behind this as well.
Exactly. So connecting the science with the art of restoration and practice.
And Jerry, what got you interested in this? What got you out there in the first place? And you came in as a high school junior?
Yeah, that's right. And I actually just first heard about it from my astronomy teacher in high school. And he took 2 minutes to talk about it in class. And I hadn't heard of Lomacotsi before, but when I looked into it, I really became interested when I read about their philosophies, their mission statements, and integrating traditional ecological knowledge. So, yeah, really excited to get the call back.
What are the parts of it that appealed to you the most?
You know, like Marco said, the really most appealing part was integrating education with the workforce training. So on top of going out there for 8 hours and being with 19 other teenage kids, you know, working in 90-degree weather, we got to hear from professionals from the NRCS, from the Klamath Bird Observatory, and other nonprofit partners and natural resource management agencies. And it really showed us where we could go and then how to get there. And so it was really inspirational.
Did it help you make some decisions about the kinds of things you plan to do with your own career now?
Absolutely, yeah. Within the first few weeks, I really just became really moved by what I was learning. I saw the need, and, you know, Lomacotsi provided that first step, really. And it did for all these other students, too.
And how much training, Marco, do they get before they actually get to work out there in the woods?
Well, we do an orientation in the beginning, and, you know, it's there's a labor-intensive component to the work, but the training is ongoing. We have two workforce professional trainers and instructors that are with them throughout the duration of the program. So each day there's orientation, incremental lessons, and then, you know, how to apply it on the ground. So, you know, there's an orientation a week before, but they're pretty much thrown into it pretty quick.
All right. It sounds like it could get to be a bit of a handful. You're talking about a bunch of teenagers up in the woods in 90-degree weather, as Jerry put it. So what's that like to try to keep focus and discipline and all that sort of thing?
Well, we have 20 students from Medford, Phoenix, and Ashland selected. We had 60 applicants this year, and we were only able to select 20. So there's one crew manager per 10. And then in addition, Lomacotsi provides staff incremental through the program to assist. So we're really selecting kids that really are looking toward a natural resource career or are real serious about, you know, the future. So they're pretty together kids.
How much do you get to, is it just an application process on paper, or do you get to meet them before you make decisions?
Yeah, so for most of these youth, it's their first job experience. So there's a application process, then there's a formal interview process where we sit down with them for a 20-minute interview.
Or if you do meet them, you can get to get some feel for what kind of passion they might have for this.
Exactly, and the questions are structured around that selection.
So, Jerry, tell us about the whole process of getting organized out there, getting your orientation and getting set up to go on the crew. And was it some hard work at first and then the classroom stuff? Or just give us an idea of the role of events up there.
Right. Well, every day we kind of started out with a small meeting about what we're going to be doing that day. We drove up to whatever unit or whatever area we were going to. Sometimes we went over to the Klamath Basin and did some work over there and other projects in the region. So it would start off with a quick safety meeting. We would go out and we would actually do the work, whether that was piling, noxious weed removal, or streamside restoration. And by the end of the day, the last hour, we would have a guest presenter from one of the natural resource agencies I talked about earlier. And yeah, it would be kind of, you know, we would have our notebooks and our pens out, and we would just be learning and listening to what these people had to say to us.
Honestly, is it hard sometimes to stay awake for the afternoon presentations when you've been moving brush around all day and taking out noxious weeds?
Admittedly, we were all pretty tired, but, you know, these people were engaging enough that we, and the people, you know, the students were interested, so all of us really wanted to know about what they had to say. So it wasn't really that hard to pay attention for the last hour.
We're talking about the Ashland Watershed Summer Youth Training and Employment Program put out by Lomacotsi Restoration Project. Marco Bay is the executive director at Lomacotsi here in the studio with me. Jerry Rodriguez is a program associate in Forest Tech and came into the program as a student through the program. Join us on the exchange with your questions or comments at 800-838-3760 around the region or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So do the student crews work side by side with the adult crews, or they send off to their own area? How does that all work?
Well, it's pretty focused on the student crews have their own locations where they're going to work, and they do get integrated with other youth programs. Lomacotsi is facilitating throughout the region. So as an example, last year we had a youth program with in partnership with the Klamath tribes, 10 tribal youth based on this model, and the tribal youth came over to Ashland and worked with the Ashland youth, and then the Ashland youth went over to the Fremont Wainema and work with the tribal youth. So there is some integration. We're going to do that on Monday, actually. We're going down to Region 5 or Shasta County with the Pitt River Tribe, and they're going to work with tribal crew members on a restoration project for red band trout.
So you guys do get around. I mean, how many different sites are involved in the summer program?
Well, the center of the program is the Ashland Watershed, and there's been a lot of support from the mayor of Ashland, the Forest Service, really championed this program. It's based on their national initiatives to engage youth and create jobs. So the Ashland Watershed is the center of the program, but we want to show kids other ecoregions, other areas. So we work in the Colstein Valley for part of it with Fish and Wildlife Service, and then over in the Klamath Basin and, you know, our projects down in California. So, you know, the majority of it is in Ashland, but we like to give them a snapshot into our other projects and our other partners and professionals in the natural resource restoration arena.
It always seems to come down to fish. I mean, you're talking about the red band trout, and we can think about all the other streams and stream buffers and all the other issues that go on with forest restoration. But it always seems like if you're dealing with, if the fish are doing well, you're probably doing a good job in the forest.
Yeah, so, you know, the uplands, you know, the forests and the aquatic systems are totally connected, and we make that connection even in the Ashland Watershed Project, where we go down to the confluence of Ashland and Bear Creek, and we have a project on City of Ashland land, and they're Parks and Rec Department are really engaged in this project. So they get to see the top of the watershed to the bottom of the watershed and how the forests and the aquatic systems are connected. So from forests to fish in that relationship. So a healthy forest obviously attributes to a healthy watershed.
Jerry, as a student, did were there moments when you went, oh, that's how all these things work together when you were learning all this?
Absolutely, yeah. We made connections every day. That's what really brought it out was we learned everything, like Marco said, from forest to fish. So we'd always have topics on botany, on fire ecology, and that's how that's integrated into the watershed. Stream ecology was a huge part of it, like you said. And, this learning experience was something that really expanded on a lot that you don't get to touch on in school quite as in depth.
So you came in as a student, and are you working with the students now as a leader? Or do you work away from the student groups?
Mostly I've been working within the administration in the office, but within the last year I've gone out and done a few educational events with our riparian restoration director. So that's taking students from Willow Wind and Siskiyou School and other schools that have partnerships with Lomacotsi, taking them out and showing them, you know, a little bit of botany and then riparian forest development.
What are your career plans from here?
Well, right now I'm trying to go to school within the winter term, and the goal is to go and get a degree in environmental chemistry and essentially come back and keep doing the same kind of work and, you know, push farther in this field.
You've gotten a good boost, it sounds like, from the program. So at being able to take 20 students into the program, the Marco, is there a chance you could expand that in future years if you got some grants or something?
Yeah, there is a chance. We will be implementing this down in California next year through a large grant in partnership with Pitt River Tribe and California Trout, another fish conservation group. And then the Forest Service really wants to expand the program to other areas in Southern Oregon, especially forest-based communities, where we want to show there's opportunity to live and work in Oregon.
Work in the woods, but maybe not in the old ways.
Right.
Okay, Marco Bay is the executive director at Lomacatzee Restoration Project. Jerry Rodriguez is a program associate in Forest Tech, and he came in through the Ashland Watershed Summer Youth Training and Employment Program. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.